We continue John Bunyan's treatise on what true prayer is with our third reading. We saw in the first two that prayer is sincere, sensible, affectionate, pouring out of the heart or soul to God through Christ. And now the fourth point is that it is by the strength or assistance of the Spirit. These things so depend upon one another that it is impossible that it should be prayer without a joint concurrence of them. Though it be most eloquent, yet without these things, such prayer is rejected of God. For without a sincere, sensible, affectionate pouring out of the heart to God, it is but lip labor. And if it be not through Christ, it falls far short of ever sounding well in the ears of God. So also, if it is not in the strength and by the assistance of the Spirit, it is but like the sons of Aaron offering strange fire. I say that which is not petitioned through the teaching and assistance of the Spirit cannot be according to the will of God. There is no man or church in the world that can come to God in prayer but by the assistance of the Holy Spirit. For through Him, that is Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father, Ephesians 2:18. Wherefore, Paul says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's Romans 8:26 through 27. And because there is in the Scripture so full a discovery of the spirit of prayer and of man's inability to pray without it, therefore I shall in a few words comment upon it. Consider first the person speaking, that's Paul, and in his person all the apostles. We apostles, we extraordinary officers, the wise master builders, some of whom have been caught up in a paradise, we know not what we should pray for. Surely there's no man but will confess that Paul and his companions were as able to have done any work for God as any pope or proud prelate, and could as well have made a common prayer book as those who first composed it. Paul and his companions were not a whit behind them, either in grace or gifts. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him, writes Paul in 1 Corinthians 2, even so the things of God no man knows but the Spirit of God. Here, alas, again, the apostles speak of inward and spiritual things which the world knows not. Again, as they know not the matter of prayer without the help of the Spirit, so neither know they the manner whereof without the same. Therefore, he adds, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit helps our infirmities with sighs and groans that cannot be uttered. Mark here, they could not so well and so fully succeed in the manner of performing this duty as those in our days think they can. The apostles, when they were at the best, yea, when the Holy Ghost assisted them, were fain to come off with sighs and groans, falling short of expressing their mind, but with sighs and groans that cannot be uttered. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Mark, as we ought. For the not thinking of this world, or at least the not understanding it in the spirit and truth of it, has occasioned some men to devise, as Jeroboam did, another way of worship, both for matter and manner, than is revealed in the Word of God. But, says Paul, we must pray as we ought. This we cannot do by all the art and skill and cunning and device of men or angels, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit. Nay, further, it must be the Spirit itself that helps our infirmities, not the Spirit and man's lusts. What man may imagine and devise of his own brain is one thing, what he is commanded and ought to do is another. Many ask and have not, because they ask amiss, and so they are never nearer the enjoying of those things they petition for, said James 4. It is not to pray at random that will cause God to answer. While prayer is making, God is searching the heart to see from what root and spirit it arises. And he that searches the heart knows, that is, approves, only the meaning of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. For in that which is according to his will only, he hears us, and in nothing else. Only the Spirit can teach us so to ask, it only being able to search out all things, even the deep things of God. Without which Spirit, though we had 1,000 common prayer books, yet we know not what we should pray for as we ought, being accompanied with such infirmities that make us absolutely incapable of such a work.